Thank you and good afternoon. At their meeting on Tuesday, the Crescent City Council made the decision to fire City Manager David Vandermark in what was a unanimous vote. Vandermark spent the past 9 months as the city manager, and in a press release, the City Council said that immediate work is being done on a transition plan. Mayor Blake Enscore will work with department officials while the search for an interim city manager continues. Early this morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested a 29-year-old Petaluma man following a traffic stop on Sproul Creek at Redwood Drive in Garberville. Deputies contacted Lom Andrew Tran, and the strong odor of marijuana was emanating from the vehicle. A search turned up more than 23 pounds of packaged marijuana on the rear passenger seat. Tran claimed to have a medical marijuana recommendation, but that information could not be verified, and Tran was booked into county jail for possession for sale, transportation, and driving without a license. The interim tag has been removed for Dr. Keith Snowflamer after the College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees unanimously agreed to appoint Snowflamer as the president of CR. Snowflamer has served as the interim president for the College of the Redwoods since July of 2015 after former president Kathy Smith retired. Snowflamer will serve as the president for the next 4 years. Snowflamer was appointed last night during the Board of Trustees meeting. Dan Squire has news from the California Highway Patrol.
If you're going to get behind the wheel of a vehicle while under the influence, don't be surprised that when you get pulled over, the California Highway Patrol confiscates your marijuana and the thousands of dollars in cash you have in the car. That's what happened to Yreka man Andrew Roberson, who was arrested in McKinleyville yesterday morning. Roberson was driving on Clam Beach Drive at Central Avenue when he allowed his vehicle to leave the roadway and collide with large rocks. CHP officers determined that Roberson, who was uninjured, was under the influence, and he was arrested. A search of the vehicle turned up some $94,000 in cash and a large amount of marijuana.
Thank you, Dan. A 63-year-old Laytonville man was shot during an armed robbery at his residence on Mill Block Road on Tuesday morning. The Mendocino Sheriff's Office responded to the scene to speak with the victim, and he reported that 3 to 5 black men entered the residence by breaking the sliding glass door, and they held the victim at gunpoint. The suspects demanded money and marijuana, and during the robbery, one of the suspects pistol-whipped the victim and shot him in the arm. The suspects then fled with $7,000 in cash and several firearms, and they also disabled the victim's vehicle and phone line as they left the area. The victim was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries from the gunshot wound and the pistol whipping, and the suspects remain at large. Arcata residents will be able to give input at a community meeting tonight at the D Street Neighborhood Center as city officials discuss a planned student housing development project. The project would be located at the current site of the Craftsman's Mall, and the project would consist of 240 units housing 800 students. The meeting will run from 6 to 8 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the rainfall expected to continue into this evening, the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather advisory for the North Coast. The advisory covers the coastline in Delnort, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties, and there is a possibility of lightning along the coastline as well. Motorists are also advised to check road conditions before heading out. The County Board of Supervisors issued a short statement late yesterday afternoon reaffirming their commitment to new public defender David Marcus, who was hired in February. Since his hire in February, both attorneys and staff in the public defender's office have signed letters to the Board of Supervisors listing the issues that they have with Marcus related to his competency and the ability to provide effective services to clients. Marcus is also the subject of an ongoing lawsuit filed by attorney and former public defender Patrick Griego, who has alleged that Marcus is unqualified for the position and that he hasn't practiced law in the state since 2011. The supervisor's statement came after meeting with Marcus yesterday during the closed-door session of their board meeting. Caltrans has submitted a request to the California Transportation Commission to adopt an amendment to the 2016 State Highway Operation and Protection Program to provide funding for studies on alternatives to the last chance grade. The amendment would provide Caltrans with $5 million to begin conducting environmental studies for 7 proposed realignment options for the roadway. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.